Pictures of smiling babies will be banned from all tins of baby formula milk under new EU moves to stop the hard sell of these products and to stop breastfeeding being undermined, according to a report in the Irish Independent this morning. Let's speak to Professor Alan Kelly. He's Chief Executive of the Food Safety Authority. Professor Kelly, good morning.
Yes, it's Professor Riley, Alan Riley. Good morning. How are you?
My apologies, Professor Riley. Do you welcome this move?
Yes, indeed. The Food Safety Authority of Ireland would welcome this.
Why?
What it means is that follow-on formula is now going to be governed by the same rules as infant formula. And really, the specific rules apply to things like the sale, advertising, and labelling of follow-on formula. You know, essentially, breast is best. It's that simple. And what the legislation is trying to do is to ensure that that message stays to the forefront, and that these follow-on formulas, these infant formulas, they don't idealise the formula and give us any, if you'd like to call it any, any advantage, you know, over breastfeeding. Really, breastfeeding is best, and these products should not be marketed to downgrade breastfeeding in any way.
But what about for some mothers for whom breastfeeding may not be an option for whatever reason, whether they find it extremely difficult, whether for work reasons? While the health benefits are clear, it doesn't work for every woman. Why the demonisation of formula products by now removing the image of a smiling child from the tin?
I think pictures and text on labels which idealise such formula, you know, are to be banned. It's in really the purpose of the legislation is not to discourage breastfeeding and not to idealise these type of products.
But how does a smiling child on a tin of tin of formula milk discourage breastfeeding?
The advertising of such products in such a way as to idealise bottle feeding over breastfeeding, is banned under European rules. It's that simple.
And now it's extending it to a product that's available to 12 months.
It's extending it to a whole range of products that weren't in the loop. These are the follow-on formula, growing up milk, as they're called in the regulations. The same rules with respect to the sale, advertising and labelling of these products will apply.
Do you know how soon this is going to be in place?
It will take, you know, some time. The legislation has been signed, but for it to come into force, it will probably take a couple of months.
And do you really think it's going to make any difference? Do you really think it's going to discourage people from using formula feed it's necessary?
You know, I think all the evidence is that we have to date, and I mean, say that would be, you know, the evidence on which the actual regulations are based, you know, would say yes, you know, idealizing the use of formulas of bottle feeding discourages women from breastfeeding.
Professor Alan Riley, Chief Executive of the Food Safety Authority, thank you for speaking to us. It's a minute to nine.